Now, really interesting research that shows that actually a lower dose of vaccine could help to stop an epidemic. Now, when an epidemic does loom, governments should logically stockpile vaccines against it. That is a no-brainer. But if you have very little warning about the vaccine, or if it's very expensive, or if it takes a long time to develop, then you really have to look at alternatives. Research published in the Public Library of Science Neglected Tropical Diseases Journal suggests that a mere fraction of a vaccine may give enough short-term immunity to stop an epidemic in its tracks. Now, looking at meningitis outbreaks in sub-Saharan Africa, Philippa Guerin and colleagues from institutions in Norway, Uganda and Manchester looked at the immune response of 750 healthy volunteers when they were given either a full dose of meningitis vaccine, one-fifth of a dose, or just one-tenth of a dose. They measured immune response by looking at something called serum bactericidal activity, which does exactly what it says on the tin, really. It's a measure of how effective a blood sample is at killing bacteria. So they took samples immediately before and then 4 weeks after they vaccinated, and they tested them against four serotypes. These are subgroups of meningitis called A, C, Y and W135, all very easy to remember names there. So how did the partial doses fare against a full dose? Of the four serogroups, a tenth dose of vaccine was just as good as a full dose for types Y and 135, so that could go 10 times as far. One-fifth of the vaccine dose was enough for group A, but unfortunately only the full vaccine dose gave an adequate serum bactericidal activity for group C. Now, clearly we shouldn't be stretching our resources beyond our limits, but in times of emergency, controlling the vaccine dose in this way could allow us to protect many more people in the time available, and it could be what we need to stop an epidemic before it gets too bad.
Sounds like that could be very good news indeed.
Read the references and find out the facts. All our programmes are archived in text and audio on our website at nakedscientists.com.
Well, that's it for this week. Thanks very much for listening. This Naked Scientist Newsflash featured Helen Scales and was produced by me, Ben Valsler. If you've enjoyed the Newsflash, why not try out the weekly Naked Scientists podcast, featuring news, interviews with top scientists, your questions, and a kitchen science experiment for you to try out at home. We'll be back with another roundup of top science next week.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash, reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.